Philip reveals to the Ethiopian that salvation will not come by an individual's good works. Salvation comes through the saved person believing in their heart that Christ died for their sins and God raised him from the dead, assuring the believer forgiveness and a resurrection for the true believer's body. Through the witnessing of Philip, the Ethiopian became a believer in the kingdom of God. This shows how Christ can draw men to him, expanding the kingdom of God. And Philip said, "If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest." And he answered and said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. Acts 8, verse 37 through 38. Christ gave the parable in the New Testament book of Luke that a mustard seed is similar to the kingdom of God. Jesus said, "Unto what is the kingdom of God like, and whereunto shall I resemble it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and cast into his garden, and it grew and waxed a great tree, and the fowls of the air lodged in the branches of it." Luke 13, verse 18 through 19. This parable is used to provide a simple comparison between the continuous growth of a tiny mustard seed into a large tree and the kingdom of God and its unseen growth potential. The kingdom of God is present and continually expanding in the future. John the Baptist said the kingdom of God was present and growing during his time, in saying, "Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Matthew 3, verse 2. Christ also revealed to his believers that the kingdom of God was present and growing during his time here on earth. Christ speaking, "But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. And heal the sick that are therein, and say unto them, the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you." Matthew 12, verse 28, Luke 10, verse 9.